and a view of Hammond Pork, who just shouted because he saw a rat run away, hmm? Sniff the air. Hammond Pork's nose wrinkled. Poison? Dark Tan nodded. Grey number two, he said. Foul stuff. It's best to keep well away. Hammond Pork looked both ways along the pipe. It went on for a long way and was just about high enough for a human to crawl along it. Lots of smaller pipes hung near the ceiling. It's warm here, said Hammond Pork. Yes, sir. Peaches has been reading the guidebook. Hot springs of water comes up out of the ground here and they pump it around to some of the houses. Why? To bathe in, sir. Hmm. Hammond Pork didn't like that idea. A lot of the young rats were keen on taking baths. Dark Tan turned to the squad. Hammond Pork wants that poison buried and whittled on and a marker on it right now. Hammond Pork heard a metallic sound beside him. He turned and saw that Dark Tan had drawn from his web of tools a long, thin piece of metal. What the crick is that? He said. Dark Tan swished the thing backwards and forwards. I got a stupid-looking kid to make this for me, he said. Then Hammond Pork realised what it was. That's a sword, he said. You got the idea out of Mr. Bunsey as an adventure. That's right. I've never believed that stuff, Hammond Pork grumbled. It's too far-fetched. But a spike is a spike, said Dark Tan calmly. I think we're close to the other rats. It'd be a good idea if most of us stay here, sir. Hammond Pork felt he was being given orders again, but Dark Tan was being polite. I suggest that a few of us go on ahead to sniff them out, Dark Tan went on. Sardines would be useful, and I'll go, of course. And me, said Hammond Pork. He glared at Dark Tan, who said, Of course. Chapter 7. And because of Ollie the Snake's trick with the road sign, Mr. Bunsey did not know that he had lost his way. He wasn't going to Howard the Stoat's tea party. He was heading into the dark wood. From Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure. Melissa looked at the open trapdoor as if giving it marks out of 10.
Quite well hidden, she said. No wonder we didn't see it.
I'm not hurt much, Keith called up from the darkness.
Good, said Melissa, still inspecting the trapdoor. How far down are you?
It's some sort of cellar. I'm okay because I landed on some sacks.
All right, no need to go on about it. This wouldn't be an adventure if there weren't some minor hazards, said the girl. Here's the top of a ladder. Why didn't you use it?
I was unable to on account of falling past, said the voice of Keith. Shall I carry you down? Said Melissa to Morris.
Shall I scratch your eyes out? Said Morris.
Melissa's brow wrinkled. She always looked annoyed when she didn't understand something.
Was that sarcasm? She said.
That was a suggestion, said Morris.
I don't do picking up by strangers. You go down, I'll follow.
But you haven't got the legs for ladders.
Do I make personal remarks about your legs?
Melissa descended into the dark. There was a metallic noise and then the flare of a match.
It's full of sex, said Melissa.
I know, came the voice of Keith. I landed on them, I did say.
It's grain, and there's strings on strings of sausages. There's smoked meat, bins of vegetables. It's full of food. Ah, get out of my hair, get off. That cat just jumped onto my head.
Morris leapt off her and onto some sacks.
Ha!
Said Melissa, rubbing her head.
We were told that the rats had got it all. I see it all now. The rat catchers get everywhere. They know all the sewers, all the cellars. And to think those thieves get paid out of our taxes.
Morris looked around the cellar, lit by the flickering lantern in Melissa's hand. There was, indeed, a lot of food. Nets hanging from the ceiling were indeed stuffed with big, white, heavy cabbages. The aforesaid sausages did indeed loop from beam to beam. There were indeed jars and barrels and sacks, and indeed they all worried him.
That's it, then, said Melissa. What a hiding place. We are going to go right away to the town watch, report what we've found, And then it's a big cream tea for all of us, and possibly a medal, and then...
I'm suspicious, said Morris.
Why?
Because I'm a suspicious character.